T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No games on the schedule?
No!
That doesn't stop us from talking football. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Here are your hosts, past WFCA President Tom Swiddle and WSSP High School Insider Big Time Mike McGiver.
Welcome into the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern, sitting in for Tom Swiddle this week. He's Doug Sarver. Doug, how you doing?
Doing good, Mike.
Well, it's good to see you. Everything's going good?
Good to be here, and the weather's getting a little better.
President of WFCA, is that your title?
Yes, sir, for till July.
All-Star Game Chairman, Athletic Director at St. Francis. You need to find another job or something, man. You need to get a little busier. Come on, boy.
It's a little busy this time of year.
It is. Not going to be coaching high school football this year.
That'll be my first year off in coaching in 42 years.
How are you feeling about that?
You know, I really haven't had a lot of time to think about it with being the athletic director also and the WFCA president. So I think I'll be okay. I'm going to be the athletic director, so I'll stay involved in many issues in around the sports at St. Francis.
My last year coaching basketball. This year.
Oh, it was. I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Went out with a bang, man.
Went out with a bang. Told Coach Wallace at the beginning of the year, this would be my last year, and I don't know of many guys that go out like that. So that was, I'm really feeling blessed by that.
Well, that's the way everybody wants to go out.
It
Not
is.
Not too many get that chance.
Do you know, last night I got a chance to go to a fundraiser for Milwaukee Lutheran, Greendale Martin Luther, and Lake Country Lutheran. They're all under one umbrella, and it was at the Pfister. And I got to tell you, it was really, really impressive. It was really well run, had a really good time. My wife Terry and I were there, and Dr. Wayne Jensen, the principal at Martin Luther, invited us. And it was really cool with kids from all the different schools and what the mission statement for those schools were. And it was a fundraiser, and it was run really well. The food was so good, and we were so blessed to be there. The only thing that I'll never forget this is Dr. Wayne Jensen, who graduated in 86 from Milwaukee Lutheran. He got his old basketball uniform out, and him and Eric Tillich, who played on that team as well, both wore their basketball uniforms from back in the day. And I remember how short those shorts were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Wayne Jensen just went right to it, and we had players up on the stage who laughed as hard as I've ever seen him laugh. And, man, he ran it really well. I've never seen anybody with whiter legs in my entire life.
Imagine those uniforms were a little tighter today.
Oh, man, I'm not going any. You know what? I throw no stones with that one, pal. I throw no stones. But I just wanted to thank Dr. Wayne Jensen and the people. Certainly, the whole staff that put that event on, I've been to a number of those events, and that was run as well as anyone that I've been to. And Cole Brown, who oversees the three schools, had a great kind of a mission statement on what we need to be doing as a society. I thought it was just wonderful. So wanted to thank Wayne, and I don't know if I want to thank Eric. Eric Tillich, him and I used to play basketball together, and he used to be a referee. And I'm not sure he should bring that look out much anymore. So I'm just telling you. Hey, Eric, it's good to see you last night as well. We're joined in studio. He's the owner and a sponsor of this show, Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development, Tony Resch. How you been?
I've been fantastic, Mike. Congrats on the state championship, buddy.
Thanks. Who'd you bring with you?
I brought my little guy, 9-year-old Tyson.
You know, I haven't seen Tyson in a while. Tyson's gotten a little bit bigger.
Yeah, he's a rush. He's not bashful in the kitchen like his older brother.
You know, Mason used to come in when he was about his age, too, I think.
And, yep, he did. He's throwing shot and disc today over at West Dallas Hale for a little track meet, so he couldn't make it.
And you can head right over there from this.
Yep, we will be.
How's he doing physically? I know he had some injuries. Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he actually is helping us coach Tyson's U9 baseball team and was doing soft toss. And took a line shot right to the forehead and smashed his forehead. He had to have reconstructive surgery. So he's about 8.5, 9 weeks out from that, and he's doing fine. He's been cleared for all activities, but that was a scary day.
He's had a rough couple of things happen to him.
Yeah, his mother is like, can we just get on the other side of these injuries between his ankle and his broken hand for the playoffs? And getting knocked out in the state championship football game was pretty scary as well.
Yeah, you bet. Tyson, pull the microphone up a little closer if you can. Thank you for coming in. It's nice to see you.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite sport?
My favorite sport right now is baseball and basketball.
So is it baseball because it's baseball season and then basketball when it's basketball season?
No, I just like basketball because I like shooting hoops with my friends, and I like baseball because that's the most talented I'm at right now.
Good. What position do you play in baseball?
Usually pitcher or first base.
Yeah, you throw it pretty good for a kid your age?
Yes.
Yeah? Can you hit a curve? You don't see any curveballs or any of that stuff yet, right?
No. I can only throw fastballs and changeups.
Yeah, and that's what you should throw for a long time. Let that arm develop a little bit. Where do you go to school, Tyson?
I go to Riverside Elementary by Trenary Park in Menominee Falls.
Yeah? Yeah, good student?
Yes.
Attaboy, you like your teachers?
Yes.
Better yet, do they like you?
Yes.
That's the key right there. Kid's going to take my job one day. Rash, don't ever bring Tyson back here again. He's way too comfortable with that microphone. Mason was not that comfortable when younger.
No, Mason wasn't. Tyson was, he was in a little panic mode, but he's handling it like a pro.
Yeah, because in the middle of my open, he got up, went back to the couch, and you made him get back. Tyson, thank you for joining us. I appreciate that. Hey, what's, boys, how did the coach's clinic go 2 weeks ago? Was it, from what I understand, it was really, really good.
Well, it's always good to go there and see everybody. I think attendance was a little down between spring break for a lot of schools, and we also had the opening weekend for the Brewers. But everybody that showed up, you know, great guys hanging out, having some great conversations, and just enjoying time. So it was very good.
Hey, Tony, you've been a big part, and Doug, you'll certainly tell me this is the truth. You've been a big part of that coach's clinic for a number of years now. Why is it important for you and the people at Raising Stakes fundraising and leadership development to be up there?
Well, I think number one, first and foremost, anybody that knows us knows we like to take care of people. And when we set up our booth, we have a very nice booth. We feed guys. We give them treats. We handed out a bunch of apparel this year as a thank you to all the coaches that we work with. And then we certainly want to be there as a resource for anybody that's looking to raise more money. We're now into the apparel business, so we can take care of people from spirit wear sales to fundraising aspect of apparel. We also have a new online fundraiser, so we just really need to get the word out of all the different things in addition to our leadership and our team building with our escape rooms. So we don't want to do everything for everybody, but we're really trying to take care of people and be a one-stop shop for them so that they don't have to go a bunch of other places right now.
Hey, look, I like being involved with Raising Stakes fundraising and leadership development because I think they do it the right way, and they don't do it because they want to make as much money as they can on every fundraiser. They do it because they truly believe in communities and teams and helping teams, and you would agree with that.
Yeah, I think Tony was probably the most popular booth up at the football clinic. He takes care of his people, like he said. We've worked with Tony for many years, and what you get back from his fundraisers doesn't match anybody else. It's much better.
Yeah, I agree with that. Tony, what kind of new things do you have going on right now? There's always something new at Raising the Stakes, and you can go to their website, because that's the best way to get all the information that you need. It's RaisingTheStakesInc.com.
As I started to mention, you know, we've got our new online fundraiser. I'm not a real big fan of kids just asking for money. However, it seems to there seems to be a lot of fatigue out there in the fundraising world with different products and discount cards and so forth. And so we took a look at some of the other companies that did it. We have our own system now. It's called Raising the Stakes Click. People can make a donation with just a simple click. And we give more back, as in all other fundraising, whether it's discount cards or cookie dough or pizzas. We've got two new layouts for discount cards, which I believe will be extremely successful, been very well received early on here. As I mentioned, again, we do have the apparel, so now we can do spirit wear. We'll be up on uniforms very soon. We do home delivery now for spirit wear sales. So coaches, you do not have to touch boxes and sort anymore. When people go online and pay, they get it shipped right to their house. And
boy,
that's been a huge feature for the groups as well. And you can use it as a fundraiser or just a standard spirit wear sale to identify your program better.
Hey, is there a sport that you guys excel in? Are you work with teams from any sport, but football seems to be. Is that your biggie?
Yeah, I think football, that's where we cut our teeth. That's where we probably have the biggest number of groups that we work with between myself and my team, which there's six of us now across the state.
Wow.
We probably have about 350 to 400 groups a year that work with us. I would say football is probably a little over half of that, and I think there's a big misconception that we just work with football teams, as we've talked about before.
Right.
But I just wrapped up a fundraiser with the Racine County 4-H. We have volleyball and tennis and golf. And if you have a sport in high school or youth, or if you have a fine arts program, choirs, bands, Spanish club, German club, there is not a nonprofit organization that we have not had the honor to help fundraise. So we have covered everybody here.
RaisingTheStakesInc.com. On the other side of the break, can we talk about the leadership development side of all this?
Absolutely.
Because that's a different side of this.
Absolutely.
It's under the umbrella, but that is really close to your heart.
Absolutely.
And I want to talk to you a little bit about that. Doug Sarver sitting in for Tom Swiddle in studio with us. Tony's here, but Tyson's here. Tyson Resch from Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development. We'll get to talk to those guys a little bit more on the other side of the break. This is the WFCA show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development. Before we get back to our special guest, Tony Resch, hey, we're reaching out to Malcolm over at the Waco Warehouse Sale. If you don't know anything about this shoe sale, I went to it last year. It's not like what you think. This thing is unbelievable. I went over there, and there was like a line around the door to get in, and then they opened the door, and people came in, and the prices on some of these shoes were incredible. In fact, I bought two pairs for myself, a pair for my son-in-law, and a pair for a guy that works for Kiss, because I knew he'd like them. And we're talking to Malcolm right now. Malcolm, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. So I was shocked. You know, you hear about a shoe sale, and you think, okay, we'll go over there. It'll be a couple of pairs of shoes on sale. This is a warehouse. Pretty close to Bayshore, about 5 or 6 blocks away from Bayshore off of Port Washington Road. Tell us a little bit about what's going on over there today.
Sure, yeah. Our warehouse sale, basically the brands that we own, Florsheim, Stacy Adams, Nunbush, and Boggs. We basically have either samples, so like stuff that we take to our shoe salesman shows and stuff like that, or a very few factory seconds, and we give it to you at a great price. And yeah. So it's a little over 3,000 pairs of shoes, and we restock every day, and we have them on sale.
Yeah, yeah. And when you say on sale, man, the prices were incredible. Like I said, I bought 4 pairs of shoes when I was there. What are the hours for today?
Today is 9 to 5. Today is the last day for this season, so you got to get here before 5 p.m.
Get there before 5. And we talked to a lot of high school-age kids on this show. What are some of the bigger sellers during the during the sale for kids that are in high school and that kind of age for student athletes?
Sure. For students or student athletes who are a family that likes to do hunting, our Box brand is really good for hunting boots. And they're also good for all around wear for snow and rain. So you can wear them, they're all insulated and they are waterproof. So those are really good. And then if you have to dress up before any of your games, our Florsheim and Stacy Adams brands have really good dress shoes and dress casual wear items that you can puts almost any offense that you have.
Hey, Malcolm, thank you so much. We're going to reach back out to you at 11:15. I've got a couple more questions when it comes to the parents of those student-athletes and talk a little bit about the promo discount off future purchases, and we'll explain that at 11:15. Malcolm, thank you so much. And where are you guys located exactly?
330 West Olive Street.
330 West Olive. It's right off of Port Washington in Olive. And I'm telling you, when you go there, expect to be wowed, because the sales that they've got going on at the Waco Warehouse shoe sale are pretty incredible. Malcolm, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next hour.
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet. Have a good day. Guys, you need shoes, I'd head over there. I'm not kidding. Do you know what, Tony? I went over there because we did a remote with Kiss. So I just went over and thought, okay, I'll pop in and pop out and walked in there and went, you got to be kidding. I saw all these people. I got there 15 minutes before the doors opened, and there was a line of like 400 people. And I thought, this can't be for a shoe sale. And it was. And it was, once I walked in, I realized why all those people were there. Hey, Tony, let's talk a little bit about the leadership development side of Raising the Stakes. Raising the Stakes fundraising, leadership development, that part of it is a part that you're really involved in and is close to your heart, man.
Yeah, we, besides the fundraising, we want to help coaches develop young men and women to be leaders in the communities and take that forward with them and make a difference in the world. And we just really want to take it to the highest degree possible. You know, you can go to coaching clinics like we just talked about a little bit ago. Those are all over the place. But there's really nobody that's created a platform specific to leadership. So we bring in coaches like Jake Davis from Germantown, Dave Keel, Steve Jones, Jeremy Korth, Pat Cerrone from Oshkosh. We bring in different business leaders, and they share how they reach the hearts and minds of their team or their employees or whatever the situation may be, and get the best results out of them and help them to become better people and just feel great about themselves, so they work harder for you. So it's definitely a passion. We tie that in with our escape rooms. We've had a lot of teams come out and team build, and I know that Coach Wallach, who's taken over for Coach Sarver, brought his leadership kids out. There were 12 of them, had some pizza and had a great day. Dave Keel came out, gave a 45-minute presentation on leadership. And it's just really important to us, again, to pay it forward. It's not really a big financial reward for us. That's not why we do it. It's just to help people become better. And actually, it's funny that I brought Tyson along, because Tyson, maybe you can tell Coach McGivern and Coach Sarver, what are we doing? What project do we have for the team? You had to fill something out and you had to ask somebody. What is that called?
Okay, so we have this thing called
Season
dedication for so we have to dedicate our season to somebody that we love or one of our friends, we dedicate our season, and there's gonna be this season dedication game at the end of the season, so then our dedication person can come to the game and watch us.
So starting them early,
9 years old. Coach Koenigs, who's the head football coach up at Stanley Boyd, he was one of our speakers. We did a leadership event in Stevens Point a couple years ago, and he does what he calls season dedications. You have to pick someone to dedicate your season to who's impacted your life positively. You share that with the team, and then you have 48 hours in which to find that person, see them face-to-face, and tell them that you've selected them, and then why. And it's very moving. He actually shared his story. He picked a kid on his team who had gone home because he forgot his helmet, getting on the bus to go to a Division III or a Level III playoff game, and was killed in a car accident on his way back to the school to get on the bus. So he dedicated a season 2 years later and had to go talk to the parents, and obviously it was very emotional. So it's just something impactful, and in the earlier we can get kids to start thinking that way, obviously I think the better that it is. So,
hey, Doug, this kind of stuff that Tony's doing, you know, I think as coaches that you and I have been doing this a long time, you try to do some of this stuff and you think you're on an island. You know, you think, okay, well, I've learned this or I've heard about this, I'm going to try this. But when a guy like Tony puts it under one umbrella and says, look, you're not on an island. come out and listen to this guy and what he's doing, and come out and listen and share your stories, it makes a world of difference.
Well, he's got some outstanding coaches from around the state working with him and some of the more respected coaches. So obviously, what I wanted to ask Tony is, how has it grown from the start?
I appreciate that question, because a couple of weeks ago down in South Milwaukee, Mark Hoffman, who's the head track coach, he's on the football staff there. I know you know Mark very well, great guy. He had been to one of our events and wanted to host one. And it started out, again, where it was football coaches, and then we had a few athletic directors show up. We actually call our meetings influence meetings. And last couple of weeks ago was at South Milwaukee. It was our ninth one over the last 3 years, roughly. And what was really nice about it is we had 42 people there, but we had softball, baseball, basketball, volleyball, football, swimming, cheer, dance coaches. So it's really started to spread out, and more people are really starting to buy into it. And we always try to give them takeaways. You know, you hear a lot about, oh, you got to be a good leader, you want to develop character, but what does that look like? How do you do that? So all the kids, or all the speakers come in, and they, when you leave that meeting, and we usually have three speakers, everybody speaks usually for 45 minutes to an hour, people walk out of that room and they have 4, 5, 6, 7 things that they can immediately implement. And obviously we always tell them, you know, you may want to put a little spin on it, make it your own, do it a little bit differently than everybody else does to be comfortable. But at the end of the day, it's something that they can take away and get right away that is very impactful. So
I know that Coach Wallach has used your leadership program and has a bunch of our kids in a program at our school now. Something that he's trying to do is develop that leadership model. Yesterday, in fact, Coach Wallach and I pulled a young man in who's going to be part of that leadership program to ask him to help mentor some kids, some things that we've heard through the grapevine that need to be cleaned up. Mm-hmm. And this is the program that can help in that regard. And this young man is hopefully going to mentor these kids and help them clean up some of the things in their life right now.
Yeah, there's really nothing more rewarding, I think, and cool as a coach or an adult or a parent when you see a young person step up and take that leadership role and do it the right way. You know, we're not asking people to scream at people. We're asking them to pull the rope, not push the rope. And so anytime that you can do that, it's a huge thing. For instance, with Tyson's U9 kids, we have two teams. Tyson's on one team, and one of the young men handed in his season dedication slip, and he handed it to me, and he said, "Hey, Coach, before you open it up and read it," he goes, "I just want to let you know I selected you." And I was, like, blown away. And you know me, I'm a big softy and get emotional. And I'm like,
are you
trying to make me cry right now, Nate? And he goes, I said, well, without reading it, I said, "Why did you select me?" He said, "Because when I come to practice, you've instilled in me the desire," this is a 9-year-old, "the desire to be a better human being and a better baseball player." So, you know, we hear stuff like that. Those are the reasons that we do what we do.
Boy, that's good. I bet you cried like a baby.
I did. I did. Tyson, what do we do at the end of practice every day?
Okay, so there's this thing called put-ups, where we put up our teammates to feel comfortable, welcoming to the team. And it's basically like, "Thank you for doing a good job." Like, you have to say what they did and the reason why. And it just puts them up and makes their heart feel warmer.
I don't do ups. I don't do sit-ups. I do downs. I boogie down. I chow down. You know, that kind of stuff.
Sit down.
Sit down. Yeah. Because you know what? Up, it defies gravity. Gravity's a law, and I obey the law. That's a comic that I'm stealing that from, just so you know. Tyson, thank you so much for coming in. Tony, thanks again for sponsoring this show, for all you do for WFCA, for again, people, I don't know if they pigeonholed you because football is what you do a lot of because you're a big football guy. But I've talked to a dance club that utilizes you. I've talked to that, you know, the little clubs that do things and big clubs that do things outside of the sports world. You know, baseball, basketball, football, volleyball, you work with all those guys. But all the other clubs that are looking to raise money, I would highly recommend that you go to their website, call Tony. He'll answer any questions that you have. I mean, you just let him know. Go to RaisingTheStakesInc.com. New website, huh?
We've updated a lot of things on the website.
And looks
then
good.
And then we also have our RaisingTheStakesClick.org website, which is where people can go if they would like to sign up to do the online fundraising, where it's as simple as a click.
And, as a click.
We give 80 to 85% back in those in that fundraiser. So it's unmatched in the industry for sure for that reason, too.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Great to see you as always. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity as always to come in and see you guys spend some time with some great quality people.
Tyson, keep hitting the ball, throwing straight, right?
Yep.
Thanks for coming on the air and not staying on the couch. You did good.
You're welcome.
You did good. We'll get you a break. Other side of the break, Wade Lebecki of the WIAA. Things get serious now. That vote's coming up, right? We're going to talk about that with Wade on the other side. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented, as always, by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development. Mike McGivern alongside Doug Sarver. Doug, boy, nobody does that stuff better than Tony Resch.
Yes, and he's always got something new to offer, and that makes it even greater.
Hey, we're going to be calling Wade Lebecki from the WIA right now. And big week coming up, right?
Yes, on Tuesday is the Board of Control meeting, and I'm sure they have other issues that they're going to be deciding on, but one of them is the final vote on the football-only restructuring of conferences in the state of Wisconsin to start in 2020.
Look, they may have a lot of things to talk about, but I think that's got to be at the top of the list, I would think, correct?
Well, I'm sure it is. They've already had a first approval on it, and there'll be a few schools there to appeal and be heard. So I will be up there to represent the WFCA and the football-only restructuring.
You know, we've talked in the past about the partnership on this that you feel like you've had with the WIAA. And there are times when, you know, the WIAA, a lot of people go, boy, you know, they're fighting against us for this reason or that reason. And the way you've approached this is more of a partnership with them, correct?
Absolutely. I really have called it and used the word unprecedented several times. Our partnership with the WIAA has been that, a partnership. We have worked together the entire time on this restructuring of the football-only alignment in Wisconsin. And they have been nothing but shared opinion and shared information as we have given back. And it's just been what we just talked about, a partnership.
Can you talk, for people that don't know much about the football-only conference, and we're gonna talk to Wade here in a minute about the WIAA side, but on your side, what was the reason and the necessity to do something like this?
Well, you know, there are conferences of 11, 10, 9, 8, all the way down to 5 schools. So it was all over the place. As far as the number of teams and conferences, which then makes the number of games played in conferences all over the place also. So what we wanted to do and our objective was to uniform that and get that uniform across the state. So we started with 394 schools and 52 conferences. And what we submitted to the Board of Control on March 1st and what they did a first approval on was 376 schools and 49 conferences. After the 18 new schools declared for eight-man football.
You know, talking to Tom Swiddle last week without you here during a break, he said, you have no idea how hard this was for you know, Doug to go through this, and not on his own because other people were there with him, but the fact that there's a lot of people that don't like change. And if they don't feel like it's changed for the overall good, but they don't want to change something for just them, when sometimes you have to look at the whole picture to make it right. And Tom said to me off the record, but I'm talking to you about it, he said, you have no idea how hard you know, the pushback on, from some of these people were to Doug?
We, you know, when we accepted the challenge, we knew that we were going to have pushback and concerns, and we have. Being the president and the leader of that committee, I'm the one that they call or email or text. Myself, along with Wade, probably get all of the complaints, even as late as this week. We have taken several emails this week. So the one thing that I will share is the association and the membership, whether they've agreed, whether they've disagreed, or they're somewhere in between, have been very professional all along the way. And I appreciate that from our membership, and it has made that a lot easier to be part of.
Is there a common complaint that people might have?
Well, most of the time it has been, like you said, change, and they just don't really want to change. They may be someone who feels that they're comfortable in the conference they were in, and changing to a new conference or having new teams in their conference is just something that they're not comfortable with. That's been most of it. Now, there are some travel concerns in some areas, and we just can't get away from that. Somebody's going to travel in the conference, especially in the Southwest and up north. So the travel concerns are something that we will look at and have looked at and try to fix in most cases, but in all cases we're not have been able to do that.
Are the changes that you see and the people, the teams, this is throughout the entire state. That this isn't just in Southeast Wisconsin, correct?
Correct. This is the entire state.
And are you getting more pushback from outstate, from here locally, combination of both?
To be honest with you, locally has been pretty good. I think most of the schools throughout the state now have realized that this is something that is in the best interest of Wisconsin high school football. Again, there's the ones that are looking, anytime you do something like this, and they're going to look at their program and how it affects their program. They're not going to look at the big picture, and we understand that. So that's where we have people showing their concerns, and just many of them just want to be on record. And so they understand that this is something, they always lead off with it. We understand that this is best for the high school football, but it might not be best for them.
Right. How long has it taken you guys, and how, do you remember when the idea of this footballing conference came to play?
It was at our advisory meeting with the WIA in December of 2017.
Okay. So 2 years been going on. And do you remember the conversation and Did you step up and say, let me be the lead dog in this thing, or did they ask you to?
The WIA asked if we would consider to work on something,
right,
that would help this problem. And as a group, we talked about it, and I asked our executive board, are you willing to step up and meet this challenge, knowing that it's not going to be popular in some areas?
Right.
And they all were. They didn't blink.
Yeah, you're not getting a free haircut in some areas right now.
No, we're not real popular in some areas. One thing I also want to say, of the 376 schools, less than 10%, probably 7 or 8% have initiated concerns. So
that's small, but they're loud.
Yes.
That's a loud group that you have to deal with, and I'm sure that, you know, they've got the people that are against it. The people that are for it aren't loud. They're like, yeah, that would work for us. And then they go away and go on with their life. The guys that are against it, almost like anything that you deal with, they're going to be the ones that are the loudest that are calling you on a daily basis or a weekly basis saying, hey, look, here's another reason I don't want you doing this. And here's another reason. And sometimes you have to look at the overall good for the entire state and not just for a couple of teams.
And that's what we do. We're looking at the big picture, and some of them have legitimate concerns.
Sure.
But some of them's concerns just don't make sense. You have to weed through that.
And you guys don't take not being competitive into play, correct?
We try not to. We try to, in fact, and there's some cases where we have made some changes that we don't even understand why they even are asking for our concerns that they have, because the competitiveness has got better for them.
Yeah, that's It's hard. And you know from look, you've been at St. Francis a long time, and you've been in a number of different conferences, as we all have, guys who have coached for a while, where conferences switch, or you go to a different conference, or they close that conference, and you go to another one. And I think we've all been through, if you've been in this a long enough time, and there are times that you're really like, no, I don't want to do that. And then you find out, you know what, okay, this isn't so bad. This works out okay for everybody.
I really think that that's what's going to happen in the end.
I do too.
It's going to be very, very good for many of them that don't think it is right now.
Hey, Doug, I sit in the same seat every Tuesday for a sales meeting. Have for years. I don't want to, you know what? Every once in a while, somebody will sit there. And I'll be like, what are you doing? We're going to move the cheese. You're not moving my cheese. Get up and move. Well, then one time I had to go sit in another seat. It's not so bad.
No,
that's, you know what? I don't need to have. I still have it. I'm going to keep it, but it's not that big of a deal. And I think that, you know, these guys will understand that, I think, sooner rather than later. I do. But when Tom talked about, look, this is the 2 years that you're the president, and this came up as the president of WFCA, and you jumped in and said, you know, what do we think? Let's go ahead and do this. The fact that you guys have worked closely with the WIA is the story, I think, on this. We've reached out to Wade, have not gotten a hold of him. We're going to get to a break. I'm going to try him again and see if we can get a hold of Wade LaBecchia on the other side from the WIA to do one segment on this conference only. Again, that meeting's coming up next week. And do they vote on it? Is that final then if they vote on it?
They'll vote on it. They'll hear the appeals
right
on Tuesday, and then they'll vote, and then that'll be final. And it's either, the vote is either allow or deny.
That's it.
Yep.
End of
There's
story.
No modification at this point.
How many people will be up there, do you think, to
I'm going to guess 6 to 10 schools.
And they'll heard. Get 3-4 minutes or something?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's usually about what it is.
And it's going to be hard. Will you speak on the pro side, or do you listen?
I will answer any questions that the Board of Control has or the schools have, and I will give a WFCA summary.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall in that one. Can I come up to that one if I want? Is it open to the public? There you go. Let's get to a break. Other side, we'll continue with Doug Sarver, see if we can't get a hold of Wade LaBecchia from the WIAA. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Oh, welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Mike McGivern alongside Doug Sarver. So I've reached out to Wade, got him. Now I got Mitch trying. So Mitch, try him again, please, if you would. Appreciate that. Hey, Doug, if we can, we're going to continue talking about the combine at 11:45, but that combine's coming up. And as we reach out to Wade, combine's coming up April 27th. We're going to be doing my show live there, Tom Swiddle and I. He'll be back. Where's Tom, by the way, today?
He is at Michigan Tech watching the spring game for his son.
Yeah. You know what? He goes, you mind if I take the – I go, no, take off, man. Go see your boy. That's awesome. He's doing pretty well up there, and it'd be good for Tom to get up there and see him play. The combine is sold out yet, or?
I think they're still selling spots, but it's getting close. They're over 500. Last I heard it was 530.
Man. And they've taken away one age group, younger age group.
Yep.
And so the idea was that maybe the numbers this year would be a little bit smaller, but it's not.
No, it's just growing every year. And, you know, so that will be 530 to be juniors and seniors.
Wow. Hey, we finally got Wade LaBecchia on. So he's going to join us, talk a little bit about this meeting they've got coming up next week. Wade, how you been?
Pretty good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Hey, it was good to see you during the basketball tournament.
Yeah, it was. Nice job.
Thanks. I appreciate
Congratulations.
That.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to do to win a state championship, so that was fun. Hey, let's talk a little bit about this meeting coming up next week and this football-only conference. That first segment, when we talked about it, Doug kind of explained on how this thing started a couple of years ago. And I love the fact that the WFCA and the WIAA are true partners in this thing, correct?
Yes, yeah. It's been wonderful the way it's been able to work out. You know, they did a nice job of taking a bull by the horns, and we were able to, you know, just work through the various things and eventually come up with the final product. And it's at its final stage, so hopefully we can get it through.
Can you talk a little bit about this meeting next week and how that's – Doug had talked about there may be 7 to 10 schools that come up that might be against it to say, hey, look, here's why we're against it. And then you guys, at the end of that day, at the end of that meeting, you vote either thumbs up or thumbs down, correct?
Right, and it's not us voting. It's the Board of Control that votes.
Okay.
So, the staff and the coaches have worked together to put the plan together. But ultimately, the Board of Control of the WIA has the final say. And that's what they'll have at this next meeting. So, we've been through the process. Like Doug said, it started, quite a while ago. And the board, in March 1st, heard the first hearing. And then they had some people who were able to, voice their opinions on the plan and that. And the board voted to bring this plan forward and not to modify it. So now on Wednesday, they'll have an opportunity to hear member schools who still want some changes made. And then they will vote up or down. So we have, I believe, there's going to be 8 people in person. There's going to be, I think, 2 or 3 that are going to be there via video. But then they're going to vote on it. So we're going to hear that at our office up in Stevens Point. And then we'll hear some people who still would like changes to be made. But, again, the board doesn't have that option. They have to either vote it up or down.
Hey, Wade, do you get calls from and I said this to Doug last segment, that the people that agree with it, you're not going to hear much from. They go, yeah, I like that, and they move on. The guys that are struggling and want this not to be the way it is, do you hear from them as well? Because I know Doug hears from them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're persistent. They want to cover all of their bases, and they talk to everybody they can who might have influence. And, I give them credit for that. You know, they have to go ahead and make their position known, and they want to, try to influence the vote. But ultimately, they can contact Doug and they can contact me, but we don't have a final say. The Board of Control has that. So, like I said, they'll be able to come present to the member schools, talk to the board, present their ideas and their criticisms and whatever, and the board will listen to them and hear them. That's the way we work, if we're membership driven. But you are correct. I think we got one email from a satisfied school.
Right.
Wade has been very good at sharing any of the information that he gets from schools that are concerned, and vice versa. I've sent him things that come directly to me, and what we tell them and what Wade has told them, that it will be passed on to the Board of Control for their review so that they know at the appeals meeting who is concerned and what the concerns are.
Who's on the Board of Controls? Who are those guys?
Well, the Board of Control is made up of 11 members, and the state of Wisconsin is divided up into 7 districts. So there's an administrator, usually a superintendent or principal, from each of those districts. And then we have an at-large gender, a female representative. We have an at-large minority, and Eric Coleman's from Milwaukee, so he's the minority rep. And then we have an at-large parochial. The final person is our school board representative from the Wisconsin School Board Association. So there's 11 people who make up that board, and they have the final say on all our season regulations and tournament procedures, as well as the final say on conference realignment. So,
do you think those
are the 11?
Do you think those 11 are getting phone calls from people?
Yeah, I know they are. I know the 2 in the River Falls area district obviously are getting some phone calls and that. So, hopefully we'll be able to address that. The beauty of the plan is it can be reevaluated every 2 years, and if somebody has a legitimate reason for asking for relief, they can do so, and that can be adjusted in 2022. So that's why this plan is so nice, is it does allow for changes in enrollment. It does allow for changes in demographics. So if you need relief, you can ask for it. And I think that's part of the reason why we haven't heard more is people know that we have to start somewhere. And this is the starting point, and it's an excellent one that they put together. And then once we get that starting point executed, then we can look at the realignment process. And, you know, we spent the whole fall with another committee, our staff did, developing a conference realignment task force. And we had some excellent people on there, and they came up with a process for us to use. So that in conjunction with this will allow us to go ahead and ease this conference realignment. It's, you know, it's a bugger when you get going on it. And once you get going, a domino falls and then another one falls. And so hopefully with this whole plan, it'll solve a lot of those problems.
Is it a 6-5 majority wins vote?
Yes, it's a majority vote.
So 6.
And I believe in March 1, it was 9-2.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
So, look, you never want to count chickens yet, but they you feel pretty good about getting this done, Doug?
I never speak for the board. No. I always let them, they make their decisions, and we provide them as much advice as we can on both sides and let them make a decision.
Doug, well, how about you?
I can just tell you that I'm confident that Wade and I have done the best job that we can to present what we feel is right to the board, and it'll be their determination after they hear the appeals. I never say anything is over until it's over. I just feel that we've given them the information that we need to give them, and they'll make an informed decision.
Doug, is there a common thread between why the schools that are against it? Is there a common thread as to, even though they're different areas in the state, why they're against things like this conference only, football conference only?
I think it varies, Mike. You know, River Falls, it's distance. You know, there's more travel on a couple, you know, on two of the dates than what they're used to, I guess. You know, instead of going to Superior, they're going to La Crosse, or they're going to Toma. And so they have a little bit more distance on the four away games or the three away games. Hayward, it's distance. You know, they're up there in the North Woods, and when you're up there with a school of 600, you're going to travel more because there aren't many schools in the Division II range. So it was difficult to find somebody with them, so they're in the GNC. But, you know, we have Niagara over in the Northeast, and they're more of the enrollment. They're about 215, and they're in there with O'Connell Falls, who's 485. So they want, you know, they want to be in a smaller conference. Now, you know, those are different reasons. You know, we have some for competitive down in the south central area of the state. And the competitive reason isn't, you know, to us, I don't think is, you know, a legitimate reason to go ahead and upset the apple cart, you know. But I think travel is a you know, reasonable issue. But, you know, you're going to have that in the more rural areas.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, Wade, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time. Good luck next week on this, and I look forward to hearing the outcome and talking to you about it really soon. And, again, I commend you and Doug, WFCA, WIAA, working together to solve a problem, I think is just a great – from here on out – you know, when there's issues, I think this is the way to solve them, is instead of fighting against each other, to work together, Doug.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks to Wade and the WIA for working with us on this and everything that they've given support on for this. And hopefully we'll get a good result this week, and then we can move forward on some of the other things that we need to sharpen up on this process.
Yeah, I do. Good luck with that. Wade, good talking to you. Yeah, you're not bad for a Thomas More grad. You're doing good stuff.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. Mighty Cavaliers, okay. Brother. Wade Lebecki, yep. WIAA. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, first-year head coaches. Andy Colstead from Wauwatosa West. Steve Tennis from Kewaskum. Coming in studio. And then Joel Nellis from Brookfield Central going to join us via cell phone if we can get a hold of him. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by the Raising Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.